Good evening, everyone, and welcome. My name is Ian, and I'll be leading the evening prayers this Monday night of Holy Week. This week, during evening prayer, we will be journeying through some of the main events of this week in Jesus' life. Tonight, our Gospel reading will take us to the outer courts of the temple in Jerusalem. But before we go to that busy place, let us start our time together with a call to worship. Tonight it goes like this. It is Holy Week, and the burden on our Lord is growing. The darkness is growing. Let us be his followers who keep watch with him. Let us be the friends at his table who share his bread and wine. Let us be the companions who journey with him to the end. Come, let us worship, let us pray, and let us give thanks for such great love. I'd like to share with you a comment a friend made recently. He rang up for a chat and we were having one of those rambling conversations that is just so good and satisfying. And I can't remember how we got to be talking about this, but we spoke about that custom that some churches have of sharing the peace of Christ with one another. And if you haven't come across it, what they do is they take a moment during the church service to get up and walk around and to greet one another with a handshake and to offer the peace of Christ by simply saying, "May peace be with you." And my friend said, "You know, at the right time, that is a very powerful thing." And that comment stayed in my mind. And I thought, well, why don't I do that tonight? So as best as I'm able, that's what I'd like to do. I certainly can't shake your hand. I sure would like to, but I can offer you the peace of Christ. And so I say to you, in these difficult times, may you know his peace. Our reading tonight comes from the Gospel according to Matthew. It's chapter 21. And it's verses 12 to 17. And I'll be reading from the Message Bible. Jesus went straight to the temple and threw out everyone who had set up shop, buying and selling. He kicked over the tables of loan sharks and the stalls of dove merchants. He quoted this text, "My house was designated a house of prayer. You have made it a hangout for thieves." And now there was room for the blind and the crippled to get in. They came to Jesus, and he healed them. When the religious leaders saw the outrageous things he was doing, and heard all the children running and shouting through the temple, "Hosanna to David's son," they were up in arms and took him to task. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" Jesus said, "Yes, I hear them. And haven't you read in God's word, 'From the mouths of children and babies, I'll furnish a place of praise'?" Fed up, Jesus turned on his heel and left the city for Bethany, where he spent the night. Well, I've been thinking about barriers lately, and they're everywhere at the moment. We even have barriers around us which we're calling bubbles. You know, those things that create distance. They hinder and impede. They feel like a nuisance because they stop us doing what we would like to do. But most often, we are pleased to have them because they are keeping us safe. Barriers can be a good thing, but they can also be a bad thing when they stop people having access to something they need or deserve. Barriers to a good education, to health services, or justice make us angry. These are the barriers we would really like to see removed. Some unwanted barriers are small, and they can be easily broken down. A smile, a wave, a simple hello can break down barriers. A retired health worker returning to work in a crisis can break down a barrier to people getting the help they need. We have just read of Jesus in the temple courts. This was a large area where all people, including Gentiles, could come to pray and to worship God. The business of the sellers and the moneylenders was legitimate, but their prices, along with the ways of the temple authorities, had become corrupt. Rather than providing a necessary service, they had become a revenue source for the temple and were extracting unjust amounts of money from the people. So when Jesus arrived at the temple courts, one of the things that he saw was barriers. Barriers that made it difficult for people to meet with God, and he was not going to stand by and do nothing. He got rid of those barriers. He drove the sellers and the moneylenders out. And what a different scene we saw after this as the blind, the crippled, and the lame came to Jesus. So Jesus was breaking down harmful barriers, and that has a familiar sound to it. It is what he so often did. He was also sending a message. His actions on that day were a foretaste of what was to come. And so for us, we must see the passion of Jesus in this story and remember that a new and better day is coming. We can also be reminded what a precious thing it is to be able to meet with God. To know God's presence is a treasure. We must cherish it always. Amen. Let us just pause for a moment now in God's presence before we pray for others. Let us pray. Jesus, Saviour of the world, on that day in the temple courts, you sent a message to say that you would take away the barriers to people meeting with God. And so we bring our prayers, knowing that you will hear us and help us. We give you thanks that you come to us offering forgiveness and reconciliation. We pray for your church throughout the world. We pray that you will sustain its leaders and workers in this difficult situation. We also pray for people everywhere who search for meaning in their lives, for all who long to know the truth about you. Lord, break down the barriers that stand in the way of new life coming to these, your people. Lord, we give you thanks for the love that surrounds and sustains us in our daily lives. We pray for our community, our families, and our friends, and for those we would normally be working alongside. We thank you for these people. We also pray for people all over the world who've been pushed to the edges of society, for the homeless and for those in prison, for all who long to be accepted, valued, and understood. Lord, may people everywhere follow your ways and break down the barriers that stand in the way of people receiving the care and attention they need. We give you thanks that you restore the sick, console the sad, and strengthen the weak. We pray for all in need, for people who are grieving, for people who have lost their livelihoods or their jobs, and for people who are, at this time, overworked. We also pray for those who yearn to be needed and loved, for all who long for comfort, relief, and hope. Lord, remove the barriers that may stop us offering these people the love and hope they deserve. And lastly, Lord, we pray for ourselves, asking that you pour your Spirit into our hearts so that we may feel inspired, encouraged, and refreshed by this time together. And let us pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not put us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I'd like to end tonight with a benediction. As we go about our tasks, let us be Easter people, offering to those around us forgiveness and grace, hope and love. And remember, God is with you. Amen. Well, that brings us to the end of evening prayer tonight, and I look forward to praying along with you tomorrow night. Bye for now.